This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, March 31st, 2011. I'm Caleb Brown. If you want to fix the budget mess in Washington, you can't ignore entitlements. And if you want to tackle entitlements, you should know that the problem will get worse before it improves. Cato Institute Senior Fellow Michael Tanner is author of the new paper, Bankrupt: Entitlements and the Federal Budget.
There's been a lot of debate about the spending cuts in Congress right now. Almost all of those spending cuts are focused on what's called domestic discretionary spending. That accounts for about 18% of all federal spending. Another 19% or so is the defense budget. And then, of course, you have interest on the federal debt. But the largest portion, almost half of federal spending, is made up of what's called entitlement programs. These are programs that are not subject to annual appropriation. They're sort of on autopilot. They just increase every year regardless of what Congress does.
When people use the word discretionary, they're referring to a portion of the budget that has to be renewed every year. But aren't entitlements also discretionary in a real sense?
Well, in a real sense, Congress can always cut spending. They can cut Social Security benefits or Medicare benefits, and in fact, they're going to have to in the future. The difference between discretionary and entitlement spending is whether or not there's an annual appropriation, a line item in the budget that covers those items.
Where are the biggest problems within entitlements that are going to break the bank?
Well, the biggest one is, of course, Medicare. If you really look forward into the future on Medicare, you find that if you don't pay any attention to the sort of spurious cuts that are supposed to happen under Obamacare that no one really believes in, according to the government itself, we're looking at about $90 trillion, that's trillion with a T, dollars in unfunded liability in this program going forward. In fact, people talk about the federal deficits, $1.65 trillion, or the federal debt that's about $14.3 trillion. Those are actually the good news. Because if you take into account the unfunded liabilities of Medicare and Social Security, our total real debt in this country is about $119.5 trillion. That's trillion with a T. Putting that in perspective, that's 900%, nine times our entire gross domestic product.
Some people say that these programs can be fixed fairly easily if we'll just take some specific action to peg the rate of growth to something that grows slower than the rate at which these programs are growing now, and that we shouldn't be worried about stuff that's, you know, 40, 50, 60 years in the future, that a lot can happen between now and then.
Well, a lot can happen, but first of all, the problem is not necessarily 30 or 40 years in the future. Both Social Security and Medicare are actually running deficits today. This year, Social Security will run about a $57 billion deficit. That means that they'll have to redeem about $57 billion of bonds from the Social Security Trust Fund to continue to pay benefits. Well, the government doesn't have $57 billion laying around to redeem those bonds with. It is having to go out and borrow that money. So Social Security is adding $57 billion to our deficit this year. And if we look forward, it is the growth of these programs that is going to make it impossible for us to grow our way out of the problems that we face. It's a vicious circle. By 2050, even if we never added another government program, something that this Congress is going to have problems with, but if we never added another government program, government spending by 2050 will be 42% of GDP. If you throw in state and local spending, total government spending will be about 60% of GDP. That means 60 cents of every dollar produced in this country will be consumed by government. No economy can stand government at that level. People think you can somehow tax your way out of the problem we're facing. But you have to put this in perspective. As I said, the unfunded liabilities and the debt we're facing now in total are about 900% of our gross domestic product. The wealth of every millionaire in America totals about 100% of GDP. That means if you were to confiscate, not just raise taxes on the rich, but if you were to go out and confiscate every penny owned by every millionaire in America, you wouldn't make a dent in the amount of debt we really face. There's no way to tax your way out of this problem. The solution has to be to reduce spending.
Some people have suggested some of the liabilities, these unfunded liabilities associated with these programs, be devolved to states and allow them to essentially decide how they're going to deal with that liability. What do you think of that?
Well, certainly the Medicaid program should be done with the same way we did that with welfare. We can do that with Medicaid, which is essentially a welfare program. Medicare is a health care program. In the long run, there might be a way to deal with that at the state level. In the short term, at the very least, we need to devolve it to the patient, give them a fixed dollar amount and allow them to go out and shop on their own. And Social Security, we're going to have to reduce the government-provided benefits while allowing younger workers to invest a portion of their taxes through personal accounts.
Michael Tanner is a senior fellow at the Cato Institute. You can read his new paper, Bankrupt: Entitlements and the Federal Budget, at cato.org.